Yellow.
Hey, Marcus?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, Marcus, it's John with Local Splash.
Yep, I saw it come up.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you had my number saved or not. I was circling back with you. I wanted to revisit our conversation yesterday. I know you said you wanted to kind of mull it over for 24 hours to decide if you wanted to use just the local listing or do it with the ad moving forward. Did you have
Actually, it was the day before yesterday that we talked, but I was saying,
was
give
it?
Me some time. I want to talk it over. Yeah, I want to talk it over with my wife and my hands and everything and make sure that before I commit to anything, I want to make sure that I have the ability to be able to do, you know, what comes in, if that makes sense. Because right now it's just me and one other guy, and then I bring another buddy on every now and again to give me a hand. So most of it, me and him just haul ass kind of thing. But I have another friend that's fixing to move back from San Antonio, and he worked with me for like 8 years. And he hit me up, and I was actually talking to him, and I was like, that's funny, because this dude from Google said he can put our website and build it and yada, yada, yada. I said, but I don't want to take that on unless I can do the work. He was all, bro, I'm moving back to Big Spring, so whatever you want to do, let me know. I was like, well, I also would need to buy a whole other truck and everything else, so let me talk to Ashley about it.
Well, you don't want to put the horse before the carriage kind of thing, or carriage before the horse. Is that old saying? I don't know. It's before my time. I don't even know why I went for that one. But
I would hate to do this and then actually get some good revenue coming off of it and then get overloaded and not be able to commit to the work 100% and then start losing customers and make myself look bad.
So if I'm being honest with you, every guy that's up there is going to get an overflow of calls. The majority of the calls are people who are looking for your services are going to Google. So these guys are cherry picking. They're just taking what they do and don't want to take. And it kind of hurts me, too, sometimes, because after a while, you know, if they get too booked up, like let's say you cherry-pick through and you ended up booking yourself up for the next 6 months, well, they go, well, what am I paying you every month for, you know, and they kind of kick me to the curb.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't cherry-pick anything. I'm not one to leave money on the ground, so if someone's willing to pay for me to do it, then
I like that.
That's what I do.
I got you.
But that's what I'm saying. I want to make sure that Dominic's going to be here and everything's going to work out as planned. And I also need to take care of a few more that I've got going first. And then I have to rebid the state contract. It's coming up in like a week or two. So I just want a little bit more time to be able to, you know, think about everything, kind of weigh my options. Because like I said, I would not, there'd be no way I would do just Howard County. That would be a waste of time and money, in my opinion. I would need just a bare minimum of $250.
Yeah, so I was talking to them about that yesterday. I know you were saying 250-mile radius. They told me we can actually expand a local listing up to 50 miles. So you're not limited to just the county with that local listing. It would actually be a 50-mile radius. But obviously, still, you know, 250, you gotta have the ads for that.
Well, it's just I work everywhere, so there's all the time I'm in different places, so it's easier to pick a job up here and there. There's too many people locally around me that do a lot of phone stuff, and that's most of, you know, what I turn down. And most of my good jobs, my Wall and Attic jobs, are out of town. They're, you know, Abilene, Lubbock, San Angelo. I mean, they're a lot further away. So that's kind of the areas my parents didn't really touch. And Abilene, they haven't been there unless I want to go back to that kind of thing and kind of sprout roots in new places.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, we could definitely help you grow there. You know, we want to make sure you have yourself still established in your own backyard, though, before you go to other places. I know I kind of touched on that. You got to have that local.
Yeah, for the last 5 years, I've been all. Yeah, the last 5 years, I've been all over Texas. So.
I meant online.
Our town's real small.
Your old listing is still up there online, so that would actually be seen before your current business, which doesn't make any sense. You know, I wanted to replace
correct.
It. And then
I actually have I have one of their old numbers, so I get calls from that from time to time.
Interesting. I thought they
we just don't have the business listed.
Oh.
Well, we had the higher up numbers that it was a direct line over, and that's the one that I kept because whenever I got it from my family, I told them I didn't want to just start 100% fresh, and they were like, "Well, no, we've seen thousands and thousands of customers over the year, and they're going to remember this number when they finally decide, hey, we want to get it done." So I bought the number from them and just kept the phone and everything.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah, the number's not active on that Google listing. It's just
so,
has
yeah,
name up there.
Yeah, it's not going to come up with that number. It's just whenever we would go do an estimate on a job, we'd give out a proposal, and that number is on that proposal.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying. Well,
but
I
still want to talk to my wife about it.
Yeah, I know that was the deciding factor there. I'm not trying to get you on the couch or anything. I didn't know if you guys had talked about it or not. But what I can do is...
I brought it up here a little bit, but my uncle is actually who ran Four Seasons, and I want to kind of touch base with him a little bit and see what his experience was doing this before.
Okay.
That's more or less the deciding factor. It's really not me or my wife. It's if he tells me, you know, hey, this is a good opportunity for business, you know, we got plenty of calls from this mark, then I'd go with it. But if he was like, hey, you know, it was just money we were spending and we'd get one or two a month kind of thing, then that definitely wouldn't benefit me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but remember, talk to him. That'll actually, like, sell you for me. I think you still are kind of curious about, hey, if Google's going to be a good route in generating business, but... I mean, it's been the most profitable form of marketing, not just online marketing, but just marketing, period, for business owners across the U.S. for the last, like, 10 years. So,
that's why I want to talk to him. And see what he
says. Okay.
Because they didn't go out of business for no reason, you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's definitely something going on there, too, though. There's always more to it than just getting customers. But, yeah, talk to him and... you know, see how things are going, and then I'll circle back with you on Monday, and, you know, maybe we'll get this thing rolling.
Actually, if you want to give me a call on Wednesday, that'd be better. I have a funeral to go to on Monday.
Oh, geez, that sounds bad. Okay, Wednesday's fine.
Yeah, if you'll give me a call Wednesday, probably about the same time, maybe a little 30 minutes later than what you just called me, then we'll be good. But my two oldest daughters, their great-grandmother passed away this morning, so... their funeral and everything is Monday. We're trying to get everything figured out.
Hey, Monday 5:30. I'll give you a ring, man. See how things are going. But hopefully that goes
Wednesday 5:30.
That's what I meant. I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
I had it on the 11th. Yeah, it just you caught me off guard with the funeral thing. So I'm just like, all right.
No, you're good. I got woke up to that. So like I said, it's all good.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to working with you, man. I enjoyed the conversation that we had last time, and I know there's not a lot of guys that like you out there, so I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right,
but
I'll talk to you
Wednesday, and we'll go from there.
Yep, Wednesday 5:30. I got you on my calendar.
All right, cool. Bye.
All right, bye.